Adrian, let's talk about My Rebel Spirit, and let's talk about the song and how that all came about. What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, I was inspired from just some of my own experience over the past several years. I've always felt like I'm a bit of an outsider. I don't really fit into certain crowds, and it's just something I always kind of experienced my whole life and continue to feel that way in certain spaces. So that's kind of what really inspired the song, feeling like an outsider, or you don't really fit in, or perhaps maybe being a loner or a rebel. A lot of times I'd rather, you know, kind of go do something on my own than rather than being in a room full of people. So that's kind of where this song comes from, and it was inspired by that whole experience.
With My Rebel Spirit, what are you hoping for listeners to take away from the song when they listen to it for the first time?
When you look at the music, it's got so many really cool elements of colors, and it's got sort of a real strong rock backbeat as well. I love the harmonica that we're able to capture. It's such a soulful sound, and the guitar playing as well is just amazing. But I mean, it really is for you know, the person who wants to just like, hey, you know, I'm this rebel, and it's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's not such a bad thing, too, right? And I'm hoping that, you know, that's something people could take away from it.
For those who are here in Alberta, when are we going to see Adrian Sutherland come to the prairies of Alberta?
I don't know. It's funny. I used to live there, and I used to be connected to some festivals when I lived there. I would go play, but I have not been able to get back there since I left about 15 years ago to play. So I don't know what's going on with Alberta, but I hope someday they get me to come out there and maybe play at one of the venues or festivals, because I'd love to get back there.
Was there any piece of advice that you'd like to share with up-and-coming artists that are in the country scene, especially those that are Indigenous? Because we're seeing a huge uprise with Indigenous artists, you know, over the past several years.
I agree. I mean, there's been it's been an interesting time for Indigenous art, Indigenous artists. The music scene has been changing. You know, there's definitely more opportunities that are presenting themselves to artists, Indigenous artists. You know, I think somebody who's in the country genre, I mean, that's such a huge genre now, and I think it's surpassed all other genres in terms of popularity, even pop. So I mean, that would, you know, if you're in the country, and you know, I played a couple of country festivals over the years, and I'm just, my goodness, I mean, it's obvious, like, there's so much interest, there's so many country music fans out there, and the majority of them, from what I saw, were younger people. So it's a mix of different ages as well. But I mean, it's a great genre if you're in the country to get into. You know, for me, music, the moment I decided to make music for me, music that I really enjoy making and that I'm able to take time to make and sort of spend time with those songs and make the songs that make me click. The moment I decided to do that, I think is the moment that I really started to get recognition for the music. So if you're out writing songs and you're trying to write music, you know, for a genre or for people or an audience or something like that, that's great. That's one approach. But I think it's also important to remember that we can write music for ourselves and music that we enjoy making. And I think you'll have a lot of success doing that as well.